Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Contrary to earlier reports, the fate of two Syrian bishops kidnapped in Syria this week remains unknown. A spokesman for Sat7, Greg Garrett, says despite reports of their release by BBC, Al Jazeera, Reuters, and the Associated Press,
I received an email directly from the Syrian Orthodox Archdiocese of Aleppo stating that they had not been released and to wait basically for them to give further report, that they would certainly contact us once the release had been confirmed.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. A prayer vigil continues. Will you join them? Next, the gospel's reaching Guatemala in a cost-effective way, thanks to Paradise Bound Ministries. Paradise Bound's Dan Smith.
For us to go out and to minister to that many villages, the cost would be astronomical. But through this, we're putting missionaries all over Guatemala for next to nothing in cost.
He's talking about leadership conferences for lay pastors conducted with Timothy Leadership Training. One starts today for 35 lay pastors. They'll learn how to lead a church and how to teach fellow pastors the same skills. Pray the ministry will stay centered in God's will. And through the generosity and kindness of others, over 200,000 meals are being sent to Haiti and Africa. Christian World Outreach says somebody recently donated 18 pallets of Kids Against Hunger food. CWO is preparing to send some of the food to Haiti, along with 12 sewing machines and fabric for their vocational training center. Every item in the container was donated. CWO is praising God for the generosity. Pray the container will arrive safely in Haiti. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat7's offering a free set of 4 beautiful bookmarks to help you do just that. Keep one in your Bible and share the other with friends. Get your free bookmarks at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.